Chapter 12, Measuring Systems and Tools. English Customary Measuring System. The English customary measuring system was established about AD 1100 in England during the reign of Henry I. The foot was determined to be 12 inches and was taken from the length of a typical foot. The yard, or 36 inches, was determined to be the length from King Henry's nose to the end of his outstretched hand. The mile came from Roman days and was originally defined as the distance traveled by a soldier in 1,000 paces or steps. Other English units, such as the pound and volume, evolved over the years from Roman and English measurements. The Fahrenheit temperature scale was created by Gabriel Fahrenheit. He used 100 degrees Fahrenheit as the temperature of the human body, which he missed by 1.4 degrees. 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit is considered now to be normal temperature. On the Fahrenheit scale, water freezes at 32 degrees Fahrenheit, and water boils at 212 degrees Fahrenheit. Metric system of measure. Most of the world uses the metric system of measure. The metric system was created in the late 1700s in France and used the physical world for the basis of the measurements. For example, the meter was defined as being 1/40 millionth of the circumference of the Earth, or the distance around the Earth at the poles. The Celsius temperature scale, developed by Anders Celsius, used the freezing point of water as 0 degrees Celsius, or 32 degrees Fahrenheit, and the boiling point of water as 100 degrees Celsius, or 212 degrees Fahrenheit. Other units include a liter of water, which was then used as a standard of weight where 1 liter of water, or about 1 quart, weighs 1 kilogram, or 1,000 grams. Units of measure are then divided or multiplied by 10, 100, and 1,000 to arrive at usable measurements. For example, a kilometer is 1,000 meters and is the most commonly used metric measurement for distance for travel. Other prefixes include: M means milli, K means kilo, M means mega. Linear metric measurements: 1 kilometer is 0.62 miles, 1 meter is 39.37 inches, 1 centimeter, or 1/100th of a meter, is 0.39 of an inch, and 1 millimeter, or 1/1000th of a meter, is 0.039 of an inch. Volume measurement: 1 cc, or cubic centimeter, is 0.06 of an inch cubed, and 1 liter is 0.26 US gallons, or about 1 quart. Weight measurement: 1 gram is 0.035 of an ounce, and 1 kilogram, or 1,000 grams, is 2.2 pounds. Pressure measurements: 1 kilopascal, or kPa, is 0.14 pounds per inches squared. 6.9 kPa is 1 psi, and 1 bar is 14.5 pounds per inches squared. Frequently asked question: what weighs a gram? To better understand the metric system measurements, it is often helpful to visualize a certain object and relate it to a metric unit of measure. For example, the following objects weigh about 1 gram: a dollar bill, a small paper clip. Derived units, all units of measure, except for the base units, are a combination of units that are referred to as derived units of measure. Some examples of derived units include torque, velocity, density, energy, and power. Linear measurements, tape measure, and rules. A tape measure or machinist rule divides inches into smaller units. Each smaller unit is drawn with a line shorter than the longer unit. The units of measure starting with the largest include 1 inch, 1/2 inch, 1 quarter inch, 1/8 inch, and 1/16 inch. Some rules show 1/32 of an inch. See Figure 12.1. A metric scale is also included on many tape measures and machinist's rules. See Figure 12.2. Micrometer. A micrometer is the most used measuring instrument in engine service and repair. See Figure 12.3. The thimble rotates over the sleeve on a screw that has 40 threads per inch. Every revolution of the thimble moves the spindle 0.025 of an inch. The thimble is graduated into 25 equally spaced lines, therefore, each line represents 0.001 of an inch. Every micrometer should be checked for calibration on a regular basis. See Figures 12.4 through 12.6. Refer to Figure 12.1, a rule showing that the larger the division, the longer the line. Refer to Figure 12.2, a plastic rule that has both inches and centimeters. Each line between the numbers on the centimeters represents 1 millimeter because there are 10 millimeters in 1 centimeter. Crankshaft measurement, Even though the connecting rod journals and the main bearing journals are usually different sizes, they both can and should be measured for out of round and taper. See Figure 12.7. Out of round, a journal should be measured in at least two positions across the diameter and every 120 degrees around the journal, as shown in Figure 12.8, for an example of the six readings. Calculate the out of round measurement by subtracting the lowest reading from the highest reading for both A and B positions. Position A, 2.0000 minus 1.9995 equals 0.0005 of an inch. Position B, 2.0000 minus 1.9989 equals 0.0011 of an inch. Refer to Figure 12.3, a typical micrometer showing the names of the parts. The sleeve may also be called the barrel or stock. Refer to Figure 12.4, all micrometers should be checked and calibrated as needed using a gauge rod. Refer to Figure 12.5, the three micrometer readings are, A, 0.0212 of an inch, B, 0.0775 of an inch, C, 0.5280 of an inch. These measurements use the vernier scale on the sleeve to arrive at the 10,000th measurement. The number that is aligned represents the digit in the 10,000th place. The maximum out of round measurement occurs in position B, 0.0011 inch, which is the measurement that should be used to compare against factory specifications to determine if any machining will be necessary. Taper, to determine the taper of the journal, compare the readings in the same place between A and B positions and subtract the lower reading from the higher reading. For example, position A minus position B, 2.0000 minus 2.0000 equals 0.0000. 1.9999 minus 1.9999 equals 0.0000. 1.9995 minus 1.9989 equals 0.0006. Use 0.0006 inches the taper for the journal and compare with factory specifications. Camshaft measurement. The bearing journals of the camshafts can also be measured using a micrometer and compared with factory specifications for taper and out of round. See Figure 12.9. Note, on overhead valve, or pushrod, engines, the camshaft journal diameter often decreases slightly toward the rear of the engine. Overhead camshaft engines usually have the same journal diameter. The cam lift can also be measured with a micrometer and compared with factory specifications, as shown in Figure 12.10. Refer to Figure 12.6, metric micrometer readings that use the vernier scale on the sleeve to read to the nearest 0.001 mm. The arrows point to the final reading for each of the three examples. Refer to Figure 12.7, using a micrometer to measure the main bearing journal for out of round and taper. Refer to Figure 12.8, crankshaft journal measurements. Each journal should be measured in at least six locations, but also in position A and position B and at 120 degree intervals around the journal. Refer to Figure 12.9, camshaft journals should be measured in three locations, 120 degrees apart, to check for out of round. Refer to Figure 12.10, checking a camshaft for wear by measuring the lobe height with a micrometer. Refer to Figure 12.11, a digital readout depth micrometer. Depth micrometer. A depth micrometer is similar to a conventional micrometer except that it is designed to measure the depth from a flat surface. See Figure 12.11. Telescopic gauge. A telescopic gauge is used with a micrometer to measure the inside diameter of a hole or a bore. The cylinder bore can be measured by inserting a telescopic gauge into the bore and rotating the handle lock to allow the arms of the gauge to contact the inside bore of the cylinder. Tighten the handle lock and remove the gauge from the cylinder. Use a micrometer to measure the telescopic gauge. See Figure 12.12. A telescopic gauge can also be used to measure the following. Camshaft bearing, see Figure 12.13. Main bearing bore, or housing bore, measurement. Connecting rod bore measurement. Small hole gauge. A small hole gauge, or also called a split wall gauge, is used with a micrometer to measure the inside diameter of small holes, such as a valve guide in a cylinder head. See Figures 12.14 and 12.15. Figure 12.12, when the head is first removed, the cylinder taper and out of round should be checked below the ridge, A, and above the piston when it is at the bottom of the stroke, B. Dial caliper. A dial caliper is normally used to measure length, inside and outside diameters, and depth. See Figure 12.16. Frequently asked question. What is the difference between the word gauge and gauge? The word gauge means measurement or dimension to a standard of reference. The word gauge can also be spelled gauge. Therefore, in most cases, the words mean the same. Interesting note, one vehicle manufacturing representative told me that gauge was used rather than gauge because even though it is the second acceptable spelling of the word, it is correct and it saved the company a lot of money in printing costs because the word gauge has one less letter. One letter multiplied by millions of vehicles with gauges on the dash and the word gauge used in service manuals adds up to a big savings to the manufacturer. Refer to Figure 12.13, a telescopic gauge being used to measure the inside diameter, or ID of a camshaft bearing, b, an outside micrometer used to measure the telescopic gauge. Refer to Figure 12.14, cutaway of a valve guide with a small hole gauge adjusted to the hole diameter. Refer to Figure 12.15, the outside of a small hole gauge being measured with a micrometer. Refer to Figure 12.16, a typical dial caliper. This is a very useful measuring tool for automotive engine work because it is capable of measuring inside, outside, and depth measurements. B. To read a dial caliper, simply add the reading on the blade to the reading on the dial. Refer to Figure 12.17, a group of feeler gauges, also known as thickness gauges, used to measure between two parts. The long gauges on the bottom are used to measure the piston to cylinder wall clearance. Refer to Figure 12.18, a feeler gauge, also called a thickness gauge, is used to measure the small clearances, such as the end gap of a piston ring. Feeler gauge. A feeler gauge, also known as a thickness gauge, is an accurately manufactured strip of metal that is used to determine the gap or clearance between two components. See Figure 12.17. A feeler gauge can be used to check the following. Piston ring gap, see Figure 12.18. Piston ring side clearance. Connecting rod side clearance. Piston to wall clearance. Valve clearance. Refer to Figure 12.19, a straight edge is used with a feeler gauge to determine if a cylinder head is warped or twisted. Straight edge. A straight edge is a precision ground metal measuring gauge that is used to check the flatness of engine components when used with a feeler gauge. A straight edge is used to check the flatness of the following. Cylinder heads, see Figure 12.19. Cylinder block deck. Straightness of the main bearing bores, or saddles. Dial indicator. A dial indicator is a precision measuring instrument used to measure crankshaft end play, crankshaft runout, and valve guide wear. A dial indicator can be mounted three ways, including magnetic mount. This is a very useful method because a dial indicator can be attached to any steel or cast iron part. Clamp mount. A clamp-mounted dial indicator is used in many places where a mount could be clamped. Threaded rod. Using a threaded rod allows the dial indicator to be securely mounted, such as shown in Figure 12.20. Dial bore gauge. A dial bore gauge is an expensive, but important, gauge used to measure cylinder taper and out of round, as well as main bearing, or, block housing, bore for taper and out of round. See Figure 12.21. A dial bore gauge has to be adjusted to a dimension, such as the factory specifications. The reading on the dial bore gauge then indicates plus or minus readings from the predetermined dimension. This is why a dial bore is best used to measure taper and out of round, because it shows the difference in cylinder or bore, rather than an actual measurement. Figure 12.20, a dial indicator is used to measure valve lift during flow testing of a high-performance cylinder head. Figure 12.21, a dial bore gauge is used to measure cylinders and other engine parts for out of round and taper conditions. Review questions. Question 1, explain how a micrometer is read. Question 2, describe how to check a crankshaft journal for out of round and taper. Question 3, list engine components that can be measured with the help of a telescopic gauge. Question 4, list the gaps or clearances that can be measured using a feeler, or, thickness, gauge. Question 5, explain why a dial bore gauge has to be set to a dimension before using. Chapter Quiz. Question 1. The threaded movable part that rotates on a micrometer is called the A. sleeve. B. thimble. C. spindle. D. anvil. Question 2. To check a crankshaft journal for taper, the journal should be measured in at least how many locations? A. 1. B. 2. C. 4. D. 6. Question 3. To check a crankshaft journal for out of round, the journal should be measured in at least how many locations? A. 2. B, 4. C, 6. D, 8. Question 4. A telescopic gauge can be used to measure a cylinder bore if what other measuring device is used to measure the telescopic gauge? A. Micrometer. B. Feeler gauge. C. Straightedge. D. Dial indicator. Question 5. To directly measure the diameter of a valve guide in a cylinder head, use a micrometer and A. A. Telescopic gauge. B. Feeler gauge. C. Small hole gauge. D. Dial indicator. Question 6. Which of the following cannot be measured using a feeler gauge? A. Valve guide clearance. B. Piston ring gap. C. Piston ring side clearance. D. Connecting rod side clearance. Question 7. Which of the following cannot be measured using a straight edge and a feeler gauge? A. Cylinder head flatness. B. Block deck flatness. C. Straightness of the main bearing bores. D. Straightness of the cylinder bore. Question 8. Which measuring gauge needs to be set up, or adjusted, to a fixed dimension before use? A. Dial indicator. B. Dial bore gauge. C. Dial caliper. D. Micrometer. Question 9. The freezing point of water is A. 0 degrees Celsius. B. 32 degrees Fahrenheit. C. 0 degrees Fahrenheit. D. Both A and B. Question 10. Which metric unit of measure is used for volume measurement? A. Meter. B. cc. C. Centimeter. D. Millimeter. End of chapter 12.